This is your NPR news station, 90.3 WBHM and 91.5 WSGN. I'm Andrew Yeager. Former State Representative Oliver Robinson was in federal court this week to enter a plea in a bribery case that has engulfed him and threatens other powerful interests in Alabama politics. Robinson has admitted to accepting bribes from a coal company to fight the Environmental Protection Agency from expanding a Superfund site north of Birmingham. A lawyer for Robinson says the former lawmaker will cooperate with prosecutors, so this case is far from over. We discuss what may be next with Alabama Media Group columnist John Archibald. He joins us to talk politics, as he does most Thursdays. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Andrew.
Well, let's briefly recap what happened with Oliver Robinson, who all was involved in this case.
Right. Oliver, as you say, admitted to taking bribes from Drummond Cole through the law firm Bausch & Bingham, and he pleaded not guilty this week, which is a technicality. He has to do that in order to enter a plea agreement. He's already entered a plea agreement, but he has to do that just procedurally to do that. He'll be cooperating with the feds, and we have reason to believe that he's been asked to talk about what the federal agents are calling attorney number one, who is a Bausch & Bingham lawyer who facilitated this, and Drummond employee number one, who was thought to be involved as well. So a lot of attention will be focused on them and upon those who, perhaps above them in their organizations, that might have played a role.
So you have those two unnamed people that were in the indictment that we expect prosecutors to be looking at. Is there anywhere else that this investigation might go?
Well, certainly there are other elected officials across the area, across the state, that feel like there is some focus on them. Jabbo Wagner went before a grand jury, not to say that he is implicated in it, but
he's a state senator here.
He's a state senator and has at least been called to testify. There are others who have we have indication that might have been investigated. So it could expand broadly. You understand these Bausch & Bingham's a lobbyist law firm, represents a lot of political interests across the state, whether it's the Business Council of Alabama or others oppose this Superfund expansion. So it could be wide and it could be broad.
Well, we've seen plenty of corruption in Alabama, of course, but you argue that this particular case is different. How so?
Number one, it's different because Oliver Robinson, a black Democrat in a poor district, was basically paid $134,000 in 1 year, possibly more, to encourage people in his district to oppose the Superfund expansion, which could clean up their yards, which have caused a lot of people to become ill in that area. And so at that sort of basic level, it's different than taking money for, a bid for a road or something like that. On the other hand, it's also different because now these guys are talking to Oliver Robinson, the politician, to try to make a case against people at some of the largest, most influential firms in Alabama. And if they can make those cases, it will be a bigger step toward solving our corruption problem than continuing to just put politicians in jail while the bribees, the payers, continue to walk away.
Also this morning, yesterday marked 100 days in office for Governor Kay Ivey. And John here finds himself saying something that doesn't come naturally. Good job. Now, John, you don't tend to be effusive with praise for politicians. You certainly weren't with Ivey's predecessor, Governor Robert Bentley. It must take iron glutes to do a turnaround like that. So what gives?
Well, you know, fair is fair. And I beat up Robert Bentley quite a bit for using the number of task forces he did to avoid making a decision, to put things off, for using lobbyists in places where real government issues should be determined. So in the span of a week, when Kay Ivey decided to both eliminate 18 of those task forces and to establish a policy that lobbyists wouldn't be appointed by the executive branch, if I beat him up for doing those things, it only seems fair that I should commend her for undoing them. So, there's a lot yet to be done, but so far, so good.
So you have that particular thing that you felt was a good move on the account of Ivey. Are there specific things, or is it more about Kay Ivey is not Robert Bentley?
No, it's not. It shouldn't be about Kay Ivey is not Robert Bentley, particularly going forward. What we have to do is see if she is going to do things that really matter for Alabama residents, for health care, for all the issues that face us, for the prisons, for the budget, for Alabamians. And if she's more interested in taking care of Alabamians, looking out for Alabama, than she is about these big interests or about, you know, big business, frankly, I'll be happy.
John Archibald is a columnist with the Alabama Media Group. You can read his column each Wednesday, Friday, and Sunday in the Birmingham News, online anytime at AL.com. John, thanks for coming by.
Thank you.